Welcome to the Geeks of the Valley podcast, your gateway to insightful conversations with the brightest minds shaping today's industries on a global scale. Join us as we delve into the hottest upcoming trends and explore how their work is influencing the global economy. Our podcast focuses on four distinct industry sectors, bringing you discussions from the forefront of venture capital and private equity, innovative minds, entrepreneurship, and policy and multilaterals. What initially began as a casual coffee chat has now evolved into a thriving global platform for visionaries, where ideas are shared and connections are made. We genuinely value your input and eagerly await your suggestions for future guests. If there's a particular individual you're eager to hear from, don't hesitate to reach out to us at geeks@geeksofthevalley.com. Tune in and join us on this exciting journey of knowledge, inspiration, and innovation. This morning from Florida, we have a very special guest joining us, Brendan Rogers, an exceptional entrepreneur and investor who has left an indelible mark on the startup industry. Brendan is currently the co-founder of 2AM VC, an early stage Indian fund where he's actively shaping the future of budding startups. Brendan's entrepreneurial journey is nothing short of remarkable. He co-founded Wag, catapulting it to become the largest pet platform in the United States, listed on NASDAQ. His passion for supporting and nurturing startups goes beyond his own ventures. Brendan serves as an advisor and mentor to numerous companies, accelerators, and universities across the globe, sharing his invaluable expertise. So get ready to be inspired as we delve into Brendan Rogers' entrepreneurial journey, his invaluable advice for startups, and the lessons he's learned along the way. Stay tuned for an insightful conversation that will ignite your entrepreneurial spirit and leave you with actionable takeaways. Brendan, thank you so much for joining us. And how are you this morning?
Thank you so much, Kunal, for having me. I really do appreciate it. And that was a wonderful intro. I'm great. Thank you. I'm on my second cup of coffee and I'm ready to go. So it's been a wonderful morning so far.
I'm happy to hear that. Let's jump into the first question here, shall we?
Let's do it.
So, Brendan, can you share the highlights of your founder journey from building a company to running your own VC fund?
Yeah. I always love starting off podcasts, sharing about kind of how I got into this crazy world of startups. And I'll keep it brief because it can get kind of a little slice. It can get a little like a lot of ups and downs, and I can slice it many different ways. But I grew up in Rhode Island, and for anyone who doesn't know where Rhode Island is, Rhode Island is in between New York and Boston. And there's like really not much going on in Rhode Island. A little beach town where, life is great and calm and whatnot. But I grew up in a household of people that just were athletes and were just really into sales and stuff of that nature. So I, at a young age, I was able to, play sports, all different types of sports. And I loved being on sports teams. And then in parallel, I loved, going to neighborhood, like yard sales and buying things and then reselling them for more money and using Craigslist, which is a big like marketplace platform, it used to be in the US where you could sell stuff on. I was always like into like making money and whatnot. So when I got older, I, got more competitive and got more into sports and ended up playing college soccer at the highest level. And I just love being on teams. I love going through like the ups and downs. I love practicing. I loved really winning, but also embraced like the losses and stuff and always took it as a learning opportunity. And that really translated very well to startups. As everyone knows, startups is, you're on a team, you're going through the ups and downs, you're staying up all night, you're, having your wins, your losses, craziness, sadness, excitement, everything. And I just really translated that, the sports really translated that really well to me. So I got into startups when I was 21. And moved to Silicon Valley from Rhode Island with, $1,200 from my grandmother. I was very grateful that my grandmother had a tax return that she was giving all of her grandkids. And that kind of was the ticket out there. And, you know, I moved out there with my co-founders at the time that were also very much motivated and passionate about building startups and whatnot. So in 2011, really started the founder journey. And my first business was in the social dating space. So when Zynga launched, like Farmville and Facebook opened up their like API where you could build games on top of Facebook's platform, we built a social dating app where you basically could, you know, meet people all over the world and whatnot, and grew that to over 50 million users. And I had a lot of learnings raised from some great investors. But ultimately that business failed because we were very heavily reliant on Facebook's platform for distribution and couldn't really take people off Facebook and create our own community and brand and trust. Ended up selling the assets to IAC Media and moved to LA, and saw a massive amount of pets and saw a lot of people that love to have side hustles. And in this era, 2014, was the Uber for X kind of model was really taking off. So decided to build the Uber of dog walking in 2014.
So Brendan, speaking of kind of like your journey, where did your journey with India kind of start and cross with your VC fund?
Yeah, so in 2019, after, you know, having an amazing experience at WAG, you know, helped growing that business to where it is now on the public markets. It was in late 2019 where I started really building my personal brand. So really meeting like-minded individuals in the startup space, whether that's VCs, angels, and founders. I started angel investing. I really wanted to get back into like the nitty-gritty of startups, where, you know, when I was at WAG, it was, you know, a larger business, and just really missed that kind of in the trenches mindset for me personally. So I started meeting like, you know, a ton of different people. And one of the individuals I met was a guy named Herschel Mehta. And Herschel was born and raised in LA. He was a CPA by background and started to angel invest his family's capital into US and Indian startups, and really loved the way in the value that what he provided to founders, and loved his deal flow and the companies he invested in, and really just connected with him. Felt like I, you know, was in a past life with him or something like that. But it was interesting because he was telling me about his cousin that was a very successful entrepreneur in India that was really one of the first super angels in India. And that really kind of like struck a chord with me. And his cousin, Sanjay Mehta, recently started an accelerator called 100x.vc, which is the largest pre-seed accelerator in India. And I was just very curious. I was in that time frame of my life, I was like very, very curious. And, you know, if whoever meets me in person, you'll realize I ask a lot of questions and I'm just like absurdly curious about everything. And one morning I was getting ready to go to the gym and Herschel emailed me and was like, you know, would you like to come to my cousin's first demo day in Mumbai and for 100x.vc's demo day? And I like something inside of me was like, you have to go. And I was at like a really like interesting crossroads in my life. You know, I was figuring out kind of what was next. And, you know, I really needed to like get out. Like I love traveling. I never really got to travel. And that was like my first like time where I was like, okay, I have the ability to do this. And, I remember, emailing him back saying I'm in. And he was like really like surprised that I said, yes, I'll come. And I thought he only sent the email to me, but allegedly he sent it to like 50 other people. But I was the only one that showed up. And, you know, what was interesting is that when I was on that flight, when I left from LAX and I was flying to Dubai, that was where the connection was. I saw that the monitor said like 16 hours. And I like, like that. I'd never been on a flight like that before. And what was interesting is that I was just like so excited to like go on this journey and be in an environment that like I've never have been in before. And like everybody was like really excited for me. And like I obviously did my research before, and it was just something that like I was really looking forward to. And you know, when I got to India for the very first time in Mumbai, you know, you have, you know, the honking, the cars, the smells, the rickshaws, you have people smiling on the streets. It's just, it was something that I've never experienced before, but like it energized me. Like it was something that like I had like a jolt of energy where I was like ready to go. And like, that's really what I needed. And when I went to the 100x.vc demo day, I really realized that there is a massive, massive, massive opportunity that's growing within India. And first and foremost, the founders that I spoke with were, you know, exceptional. It really reminded me of when I was in Palo Alto in like 2011. So went to the demo day, met a lot of really great founders. I started sharing a lot of content on LinkedIn around my experience in India, started getting some really great deal flow, and started sharing deals with Herschel and folks that I thought wanted to invest in the Indian ecosystem. And Herschel was like very, very impressed with my deal flow. And we started angel investing together. And that's when I knew like there was a really huge opportunity. Just as I was doing more research on India, specifically within the Gen Z population, so half the population's under the age of 28. You have companies like Reliance that have, you know, their data provider Jio that is just providing 4G and now 5G access across this whole country. GDP is rising. It's supposed to be the third largest economy in 2030. There's so many macro trends that are consistently trending upwards that is pointing that India is the future. And I can go way deeper into other specifics around India, but that just really excited me. And, you know, seeing these larger growth funds invest in these startups and just seeing how these companies in India, you know, how they can really get product market fit very quickly if they, you know, have the right growth strategies and et cetera, just was, everything was pointing to, you need to spend more time here. So I was with Herschel, we built this relationship, and I kept, you know, telling him we should do something. And I told him, I was like, you know, I will get us on the phone with, you know, whoever you want in the Indian ecosystem. And he didn't really believe me, but then I started sending calendar invites to all these, you know, unicorn founders and, you know, famous venture capitalists and stuff like that. And that's when it kind of all started. And yeah, that was kind of the birthplace of 2AM VC. And he was at a very kind of similar spot in his life where he was ready for the next thing as well. And kind of all stars aligned.
And given your exposure to the Indian landscape, from your perspective as a foreigner, what macro trends do you see shaping the business and the startup ecosystem in India?
Yeah, and I'm full transparency, I'm like learning every single day. You know, I'm not from India. I've, you know, my investor journey has been around like almost 2 years now. But, you know, every single day I do consistent research, as you can see on my LinkedIn. I think that macro trends that are growing within India, I mean, I mentioned some of them earlier, but this massive Gen Z population is now coming online, and they really skipped kind of this laptop era, this era of like they're almost like friction within the internet, whereas now this massive Gen Z population, most of these individuals speak English. They're adopting to the mobile device. They are having these experiences where it's absurdly frictionless. But then there's also this huge opportunity of new technology that's taking away even more friction in their life. And now giving these individuals an opportunity to really immerse themselves into what other people around the world are doing. So you have the ability. Herschel was a very early investor in a company called CoinDCX, which is the Coinbase of India. And, you know, I'm not a big crypto enthusiast, but, you know, CoinDCX gives the ability to have, now you can invest, you know, in crypto with only like X amount of rupees. And it's opening up this massive TAM of new customers and young investors and young Gen Zers that want access to crypto. I invested in a company called NewMe.Asia, which is a fast fashion company for Gen Z women. And you're seeing, you know, the ability of these young Gen Z women are on their mobile device and they see these, you know, Western influencers or whatnot, and they see what they're wearing and what and so on. And now they have the ability to have access to these types of clothing, and they see these folks they look up to, et cetera. So I see that this massive Gen Z population now has access. And then you're, if you kind of, you know, take it back, if you peel back the onion one more layer, is now you have in tier three, tier four India, you're now having obviously 5G rollout. People have data, but now there's access to delivery for the very first time. And now you can have products delivered to you very quickly. Now you have the ability to try new products. So then you have that whole ecosystem. And then if you peel it back one more layer, is like historically, India has been a very white label heavy country where, you know, the biggest companies in the world are selling their products. And that's all that a lot of Indians know of, you know, such as like, you know, generic toothpaste or deodorant or shampoo and stuff. But now you're seeing this new rise of commerce where these brands are launching in specific industries that have massive TAMs, such as the beauty and wellness space. And they're really building products that are safe, healthy, and clean and sustainable. And that's really creating brand awareness and really creating a trust and community within these new Indian consumers. And now they're being more attracted to these local craft brands. And now you're seeing this massive rise in these new brands. So, you know, there's a lot of different trends that I'm super excited about. I feel like the sentiment in India is consistently positive. You're seeing a risk-free mindset as well within founders. You know, historically, you know, founders had to graduate college and get a job and like whatnot. But now you have schools like BITS Pilani, which I'm a huge fan of and advocate of BITS. They're allowing students to, you know, take a year off and build their dreams, and, you know, families are okay with that. It's a very risk-free mindset, which allows innovation and creation to kind of cultivate and grow. So very excited about many different trends within the ecosystem.
As you look at the overall landscape and startup ecosystem in India, in comparison to other funds, what really sets 2AM VC apart in terms of its value proposition for founders?
Yeah. So like, first and foremost, we're founder led. So we operate in the pre-seed and seed landscape. Most of the funds in India are not led by founders at that stage. So we bring, you know, our backgrounds of over 12 years of building businesses from the ground up all the way to, you know, the public markets. And I think as a pre-seed and seed investor, specifically working with founders at that stage, it's a lot of moving pieces and you really have to get underneath the hood and you're in the trenches. And I think that at that stage, founders really gravitate towards other founders from an investor perspective. And then second and thirdly is when I really started speaking with founders, a lot of these founders wanted access to US capital and just access to Silicon Valley. So, you know, we really, we're like the eyes and ears of Silicon Valley for Indian startups at the earliest stages. So when founders want access to specific angels or specific funds where, you know, these individuals can really move the needle for these businesses. We provide those introductions and we, you know, get these funds and angels into the deal and whatnot. So really providing access to outside capital to Indian founders as Indian founders want more diverse investors on the cap table. And then thirdly, I have a massive thesis on build in India, sell into the US. And given my founder background, I've been able to develop a really large network of founders in the United States. And, you know, I think one thing that can really accelerate Indian SaaS founders is getting into the US, creating a playbook where they can scale quickly, and also getting a, you know, initial customers where they can A/B test and test and iterate and move really fast. And we really help those founders get access really early on in their founder journey. So that's kind of the main value propositions that we share with founders. And also I would like probably add as like a bonus is that we are young investors that move absurdly fast, but we also just like don't write a check and like never talk to the founders again. And I think that our relationship Herschel and I have is like, you know, we started off as friends first, and like we, when we invest in founders, like we are also like their friends as well. And we tell founders, like, we, you know, we just don't want to invest in your seed round and like, you know, talk to you, you know, 4 years later. So we really make a priority to build these relationships, develop these relationships, cultivate these relationships. So when you are ready to ring the bell, like we're one of the first investors you call and update us because you're so excited and we've built that relationship. So really like not being this like kind of hierarchy or this thing, or this investor where we just wire and that's it. Like we really want to be that like extension co-founder, really in the trenches with you the whole way through.
So Brendan, for the supporting founders, can you provide some specific examples on how you've helped them throughout their entrepreneurial journey?
Yeah, so great question. You know, besides the finance piece, one thing that we help founders with, or at least me specifically, is so during my time at WAG, the last like I'd probably say year and a half, I was on the really, really in the trenches with like the people side of things. So, you know, recruiting, you know, leadership and various other roles. And I think that when founders, one of the hardest things you can do is, especially early on, is like find people that are like super passionate and stuff like that. So we've used our superpowers and have helped founders at the early stages get their first couple hires, introduce them to folks that we think that could also go on their journey with them. And we think that that's like one thing that after you receive funding, you know, one of the first things you do is really create a product, a hiring roadmap, et cetera. So that's one thing that we love to do is really help on the placement side if need be. And then also one thing that we do, I think really, really well is, and I'll allude this to what I said earlier about connecting founders with capital in the US, but not even so much capital. One of his superpowers is connecting the dots and thinking of relevant folks that will be absurdly useful to the founders at the earliest stages that can really, really move the needle for these founders, whether if that's capital, if that's partnerships, if that's just like mentors. He just does a really, really, really good job with that. And he does that before we even write the check. And I think that shows confidence in us as fund managers, but also shows the founders that we are there for them and we care for them. And, you know, one of the things that I always say to other VC funds or emerging managers is like, you want to have the largest founder network as humanly possible, because I believe founders get the best deal flow. And if you just because you may not write a check into a company doesn't mean that you can't build a relationship with that founder. And maybe that founder will build another company in the future that you will invest in, and really building out those relationships. So Herschel does a really, really good job at that, and really cultivating these relationships, you know, before we commit, and obviously after when we commit and stuff like that. So I think that really separates a lot of the early seed funds, because, you know, seed funds, like from a portfolio construction, is usually, it's like a very high volume. A lot of companies that, you know, we invest, or like funds invest in and stuff like that. So it's awesome to see how Herschel can really do that and whatnot. So I think that's a very, very awesome superpower, and that's great value that we provide.
And Brandon, for people out there who are interested in catching a cup of coffee with you, or syncing up for a chat, what would be the best point of contact?
Yeah, LinkedIn for sure. I'm constantly checking my inbox, and then also feel free to email me at brendan@2ambc.com. I frequently, obviously, go to India. I go to Southeast Asia a lot. I'm in Singapore, and obviously in the Bay Area in Los Angeles.
Brendan, it was a pleasure having you on Geeks of the Valley, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Kunal. I really appreciate it. It was awesome being a part of this podcast. Thank you.